is KC2YXM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next meeting will be August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. Do we have any of those stations wishing to check in? I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from the west end of Oneonta. And Kathy, so far it appears that I'm the only one in the queue.
Okay, Net recognizes Kevin. So, all right, thanks for the info, and go ahead. How has your day been today?
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy and everyone on board, KD2FPM out here in the west end of Oneonta, and, yeah, venturing around a little bit today. Took a quick trip to Cooperstown, take care of some business there, had lunch at one of my friends that owns a pizzeria up there, had some nice pizza with mushrooms and cold cheese on top, one of my favorites, so it was kind of enjoyable to do that. And gently cruised back down and hit a couple of rain showers, had a high of 86, and currently we're at 73 degrees here. So with that, I will say 73. This is KD2FBM back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. And yeah, a beautiful day today. All right. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
And 2PFM, good evening, Kathy. This is KC2QQR. Good evening, Chuck.
WA to you.
Okay, Net recognizes George, Chuck, and John. Any other stations who would like to join us this evening, please call now. Okay, George, you're up to bat, up to home plate. How have you been?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everybody on the net. I have not been well at all. Very sickly. I have so many free radicals. It is in front. I attacked, partially attacked my left eye, and I do very little driving now. And I was a week and a half without a computer, and finally Pete was able to downgrade it to Windows 7, and even that he had all kinds of trouble with. It got that working. The other one I thought was a spare computer to use, that turned out to be a piece of junk. So I have not how did that good lately? I'm on the medicine and all that I gotta take and all, and this could take several months. So I'm gonna be around here a lot in that time, and so my diet's totally different than everything. Mostly vegetables, no sugar, and everything else. So that's about it. We'll say God bless. And 73 Zen 2 PSM clear.
Okay, George, well, we'll keep you in our prayers, and yeah, John and I have had a terrible bug. Boy, it knocked me flat for about 4 days. I have to say, I felt so sick the last week, I couldn't do the net Friday night. John had to take over for me, and well, I hope you do better. Vegetables are a wonderful thing. They can cure a lot. So, very good, George. Okay, up next we have Chuck. Chuck, thanks for joining the net this evening.
Ah, KCQ, well, George, I hope you feel better. Not fun being under the weather and all that kind of stuff. Reminds me of this past winter I was under the weather for quite a few weeks. Wasn't fun. Anyways, other than that, I had a good day, took care of some errands this morning, and I'd actually went to the afternoon, so it was busy all morning, and I was out in Rome for majority of the day in Holland Patton, and boy was it was a little warm out there. The truck was saying around 88 to 89 degrees out there. So it was pretty warm. Then I got home and it was right around 3:30 and 2:30, 3:30, somewhere around there. I don't even remember. But went on to a little rain shower. No thunder or lightning, just rain, and cooled things down a bit. It was right around 76, 77 degrees, but made a little bit of a breeze, but. Then the sun came out, and skies were blue, and did some grilling. I got some, when I was out doing my errands, I got some, like turkey cutlets, and grilled them out on the grill, and did some vegetables, made some rice, and ate dinner, and went on another net, and then, browsed around on the internet, watched some news, read some news, some crazy stuff going on all around the world, but, that's alright. Don't know what else to do, but, except read it, I guess. So, anyways, back to net control, KCQ QQR.
Alright, Chuck, well, you're right there about crazy stuff. Yeah, it was pretty toasty today. I went out later today. But the cold front, I think, has come in, and we're at 66 degrees. So we have a welcome reprise anyway, a little bit for the humidity. So, okay, Chuck, well, thanks for checking in. And next up is WA2U.
WA2U, well, we'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and everyone out there listening. Yes, I just stepped in off the deck here, and it's nice and cool out there. Nice change. So I might sit out there for a few minutes. Had a good day today. Didn't do a whole lot. Got some CDs organized. Got a nice sit down and look at some of the most recent releases. Took care of that. Verified some stuff that we'll be having delivered here. Some stuff we have to sign for. So. Just mainly try to keep cool. Did get a workout in late morning, early afternoon, so before it got too hot, so didn't do terrific, but managed to put about 9 miles on the Airdyne in about a half an hour, so it's not too bad. I wasn't really pushing it, so. And then did the Roman chairs after that, so we like to try to get the exercise in as much as possible every day. Do that usually every week except on Sunday. And let's see, I swapped out the swapped out one of the heads on the trimmer and put on the grass blade and all the adaptions, and went through the manual and found out I did it the right way. I just looked at the parts and said, well, logic is better than this way. So started it up. Kind of neat. Got another adaption for the trimmer that actually, the saw blade, special peel for that, so you can actually put that small tree. Pretty nifty deal, FS90 or whatever. So kind of, we have a couple other weed whackers we use around the house, but this is mainly when you use for the path going into, the flow going into our camp and stuff. It's a little bit of a stretch for extension cords, you know, a couple thousand feet. That's about it. The other day we ordered stuff for the power wolf, so we got the information that the power should be coming for that and some other things. So we're kind of busy. I haven't been mentioning a lot about Hamfest. I know the Rag Hamfest last week. There's some other additional Hamfest coming up. I know Deerfield, like, I believe, is coming up. But some of the point in the you know, driving distance. So there's no sense bothering unless someone's really interested. Of course, you can get on the internet. They go to the American Radio Relay League site. They have a listing of all the various, you know, the Hamfest. And I think there's a KC2VER. Tony has a website, Upstate New York Ham Information or something. He's got a lot of stuff listed there. So, but it is a good time to, you know, work on antennas if you're growing okay in the garden, and it's time to grow amateur radio antennas. It's time to plant an antenna mat that has a good time for, you know, put that kind of stuff in the ground. It's amazing how fast you go through the year. So, anyway, so I'll turn it back over to Kathy here, and I've just been scanning around. It's kind of interesting if you have the ability listening to the FRS, GRMS frequencies, road crews, and it's amazing how many people use some of the other radios, the other communications that are out there. Kind of I just made a discovery with our FRS, GRMS radios that had small battery packs in it. Of course, I finally took them off, and you could get 650 mil backpack for them, or 800 or 13. And the lady from Motorola, of course, I was just thinking battery pack is kind of simple, you know. They were getting a little outdated. She goes, well, you can put double A's there. So, I took the back up, and I go, sure enough, you can put double A's. And Kathy and I had several 2,500 mil batteries. Nickel metal hydride, so they pop them in there. The radio's a little bit more heavy now, but now the radio's got long-lasting batteries, so we're also communicating between ham radio, FRS, GMS, and MERS radio. So, anyway, back to that, WATO.
All right, are there any other stations who would like to join us for the Black River Valley Service Network Station 2 YSS? Are there any comments, queries, or light check-ins at this point in time?
WATU with info.
Go ahead, WATU.
I don't know, maybe we got a bad path to repeater. I just switched off to the Syracuse repeater. Was able to bring it up, so I have no idea between here and point A and B, but appreciate the reports. I checked the antenna out there. I just brought up a repeater in Syracuse at 146.67. Anyways, Chuck checked in, and it reminded me, I heard him this morning, try to mention the various nests that are on in the area. I probably have mentioned this, but anyways, there's the first cup net on. That's the N2CNY repeater. That's on a frequency of 145.210, 145.210 with a minus offset PL of 71.9. That's 71.9. That's 145.210. The net operates Monday through Friday. At 7 p.m., they have the after-dinner net. The after-dinner net, again, that's on the N2CNY Sequoia repeater, 145.210. 210, 145.210, minus offset, PL of 71.9. So a couple nets that you may want to check into that are on Monday through Friday. I believe there's a full scan net also tomorrow evening, and it might be on at 7 o'clock. That's on 147.390, 147.390 with a plus offset. That's the WN8Z Whiskey November 8 Zulu. That's at 7 p.m. And the PL, I believe, is 103.5 for the full scan net. I believe that's on Saturday night. WATU, back to that. Clay, I'm talking to myself. 7-3.
Okay, John, well, thank you very much for that info. And I'll just do one more quick call-up if we have any other stations. Lake Checkins, who would like to join us, please call now. All right, I will now close the Black River Valley service net, but before I do that, I'll do our Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. The optimist sees a glass that's half full. The pessimist sees a glass that's half empty. An engineer sees a glass that's twice as big as it needs to be. I will now close the Black River Valley service net, but before I do that, I would like to thank Kevin, George, Chuck, and John for checking in this evening, and also all those scanner listeners and all the other listeners who may be out there. Thank you all. And everybody have a great weekend. Be safe for whatever it is you do. Stay cool. This is KC2. Okay, and returning the frequency to regular amateur use. This is KC2, YXN, clear.
This is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Till next time, 7-3, KD2FM is clear.
Nothing heard, and 2IK returning 217.